My name is Josiah Durfee, Associate Pastor of Pompey Community Church, and it is my honor to be your radio pastor of the day. Conflict is inevitable. No matter who you are, what you do, no matter where you go, conflict will always find you because conflict is not a matter of if, but a matter of when. This is especially true in the church and among Christians, and this always surprises people because the assumption is that if you attend church regularly, that somehow your life will be completely perfect and you will never run into conflict. Unfortunately, that is not true, but it is biblical. One of the things that is most misunderstood about Christianity by those who are both inside and outside the church is that when you come to Christ, your life will be perfect. The wind will be in your sails and you'll never have to deal with the challenges and difficulties in this world. But the Bible says we live in a fallen and broken world, and that brokenness is inside of us and around us. Even if we have been followers of Christ for a long time, the Bible says that we have an advocate, yes, with the Father, according to 1 John, so that we may not sin and fall into conflict, but that does not mean that we will never sin and fall into conflict. Now, I should also add that some conflict is not sinful and is the result of a misunderstanding or a miscommunication. However, there is some conflict that is sinful, and by that I would define sinful conflict as unresolved conflict, especially unresolved conflict that distracts the church from accomplishing the mission and purpose that God gave to the church. So if conflict is inevitable and we desire that the church, the local body of believers, lowercase c, remain focused on the mission and purpose that God has given to it, then we need to learn how to fight fairly. And in Philippians chapter 4, verses 2 and 3, Paul gives us two very practical insights on how to fight fairly when dealing with unresolved conflict. Now in Philippians chapter 4, Paul identifies a conflict in the church of Philippi. We don't know what the conflict is about. It's between two women, Euodia and Syntyche, and it's so serious that Paul feels it necessary to bring it up in the letter that he is writing to the Philippians. But the first rule of good conflict is to assume the best in other people. We must assume the best in other people. Paul says, "Help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel together, whose names, by the way, are in the book of life." You know, it's easy in conflict to assume the worst in other people. It's easy to demonize other people. But Paul says, remember this, these are women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel. Their names are in the book of life. Paul is giving them what we might call the benefit of the doubt. He's assuming the best in other people. Why do we have to give the benefit of the doubt to people? Why do we have to assume the best in other people? Consider this. Is it possible that we live in a world where we don't have all the answers? God is the only one who is all-knowing. We are the only ones who don't have all the answers on all of the issues. And is it possible that we could be wrong on some things? The answer to that question is obviously yes. One motto that I have just come to live by as I have grown older is that I am always open to be persuaded wherever the evidence would lead me. No matter who is making the argument, even if it's somebody I strongly disagree with, my aim and goal is just to be persuaded by the argument, the evidence that they make, and to assume the best in them. The second thing that Paul teaches us about good conflict is that we must be willing to ask for help when we are in conflict. Paul is bringing up this issue before the entire church in Philippi. Now, if that was your name written in the book of Philippians under this context, you might feel embarrassed. I would feel embarrassed, but Paul is not doing this to embarrass Euodia and Syntyche. He is doing this to encourage the church of Philippi to come alongside them and help them. Paul says, yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers. Why do we need help in our conflict? Maybe you've heard of the phrase, you're so close to the woods, you miss the forest. We need help in our conflict because we need people to help us get a better perspective on the issue. Remember, if you're dealing with unresolved conflict, God loves you, God sees you, God desires the best for you, and He desires for us to assume the best in other people and to ask for help when we need it. This has been Josiah Durfee, Associate Pastor at Pompey Community Church, and it has been my honor to be your radio pastor of the day.